1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Sure, you're up late watching the draft. Well, you didn't have to stay up late watching the draft. The Lions drafted third.
Well, the Lions drafted third. Steelers were a little bit later.
Right.
You know, I kind of tuned in and out of it. It wasn't the most scintillating television.
I didn't think it was bad. I liked the way it moved.
It was okay. No, they did a fine job with it, and in a way, I didn't mind the dial down. You know, I didn't need the spectacle that it's become. You know, with all the glitter
or,
and kind
or
of
was going to be right if they had had their way and went out to Vegas and brought people in on gondolas.
You know, we would have had like Cirque du Soleil hanging from the rafters and stuff.
I think if they would have had the draft, and they're saying it'll be in Las Vegas next year. And I like to say gondola just because it sounds more, I don't know, snooty.
Gondola doesn't sound more snooty.
It does in my world. Yeah,
really?
Come over here and sit in this chair.
It's a fancy word.
I think what they're doing is they're going to force the acts that are in Las Vegas to up their game a little bit. Like, well, the NFL draft was more spectacular than this show. You know,
yeah. Well, the NFL draft has a ways to, you know, that's a pretty good challenge to be, you know, more glitzy than some of these Vegas acts.
I don't think I've ever seen a show in Vegas. I know I haven't. I've never been
The mayor's going to reopen the city so you can go be part of the test group.
I think I'll stay here. I think I'll wait, see how that goes. Even though I can probably fly out there for, what, $16?
Oh, I bet they
Yeah, airfares are.
They'll pay you to come.
Airfares are cheap.
Yeah.
Well, because gas is, what's gasoline by you, Gary?
Well, I paid $1.08 yesterday.
Okay.
99 cents by me yesterday.
I still haven't seen that.
Yep. I know some people here who have paid less than a buck.
I paid 19 cents one day.
But then what do? You just drive?
Well, that's the thing. Gas prices are low, but it's not benefiting anybody because we can't go anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You can drive. Like I said, you can drive to drive.
Like I said before, getting in your car and going for a drive, it's like a tethered spacewalk. You know you're not getting out. You know you're going right back to that place.
Right. You know? Maybe if you have a convertible or something, it's a leaf.
Yeah. If it would warm up here. I mean, we're 15 degrees below the average today. Nobody's
join the club. We had snow the last couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the complaint that isn't being made.
Hey, what is this? Complain with Gary Graff, or is it music
it's
news?
It's Friday. It's Get It Out Friday.
Get it all out here.
All right. Yeah. Gary, let's get into the music news here. Let's start at the top. Doesn't get any bigger than the Stones, right?
No, they dropped after we heard on Thursday morning that, Stones are going to drop a new song on Friday, meaning today. Well, they dropped it yesterday. It's called Living in a Ghost Town. It is eerily prescient. You know, it sounds like a song that could be about today, even though they wrote it more than a year ago and started working on it then. I guess Mick Jagger said they did a little bit of rewriting, you know, to tailor the lyrics, but it's largely the song they began working on a year ago. They have an official music video out for it. First new Stone song, first original song in 8 years from them. So, you know, they say more is coming. They have done a couple sessions working on new material and do have a bunch of it around. And this, of course, follows their performance on the One World special last Saturday, you know, where they did I Can't Always Get What You Want from remote locations, with Charlie playing air drums and Keith playing whatever it was he felt like playing, apparently, during that. But, you know, it's exciting to have something new like this, and, you know, some new music out from a big act. I think that's kind of just what the doctor ordered for right now.
Last week we talked about the Beatles' handwritten lyrics, Hey Jude, being up for auction. I think you said they went for $800,000 or $900,000.
Right.
And I said, wow, who buys these? And you said, well, nobody knows. It's
right.
Always
anonymous.
Done
anonymous
in, right.
People, although,
this week there's Dylan handwritten lyrics, but it doesn't say what song it is.
There are. He is. His lyrics for handwritten lyrics for The Times They Are A-Changing are going up for sale, and this is for sale, not for auction. So the asking price is $2.2 million. Now somebody can walk in and say, listen, I'll give you $2.5 million for it. I want it. So it's a sale rather than an auction type of thing. And if it does get that money, it'll break the current record, which is Dylan's handwritten lyrics to "Like a Rolling Stone." Those went for $2 million in 2014.
How do we know if Bob Dylan wants to make $1 million? Can he sit down with a legal pad, write out the lyrics to a song he's already done, and say, "Hey, handwritten lyrics to whatever"?
I don't think you're going to get $1 million for $2 million for that. This is the fact that these were handwritten in 1960. These are the lyrics he took into the studio.
Right. How do we check that out?
To record the song. So, yeah. You know, and it's not the only one. They're also up for sale if you want more of a bargain. Subterranean Homesick Blues for $1.2 million. And, hey, you can get Lay Lady Lay for six figures for $650,000.
So there's no Pete Rose in the music industry who would just sit down
flooded the market
and write out whatever he had to get money?
There probably are. You know, there probably are who'd be willing to do it if someone wanted to get a hold of them. But again, you know, somebody would obviously pay a good amount of money for freshly handwritten lyrics, but they're not going to pay $2.2 million, you know, for the ones that that he did originally.
Will he get $2.2 million, you think?
Yeah, without a doubt.
So are there scratchings in the margins or corrections or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that's scratched out, and, you know, it is a nice-looking, you know, piece of work.
Oh, you've seen them.
Pardon? Yeah, they've been photographed before.
So he didn't have them sitting on the lunch table while he was eating?
Like coffee stains on them, a mustard? Yeah,
I think I'd want that. Yeah,
right.
There's a
cool thing to own.
Coffee ring or something on
Brian,
there.
Brian, he's got a birthday coming up.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Frampton's canceled his European tour.
Yeah, well, a lot of, you know.
Well, there's a lot of cancellations, but I bring up Frampton because we've talked about this in the last few weeks. He's in failing health.
Right. So nobody, you know, he has a degenerative muscular disease. Nobody knows if these dates will be able to be rescheduled or not. Yeah, I mean, we still don't know when you're going to be able to play shows. So, yeah, Frampton's European tour went down. Bon Jovi canceled their tour this week. Dead & Company canceled their tour. Elton John has postponed the rest of his North American tour dates for this year.
So throw Ann Wilson on there, too.
For all of 2020, right. Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy, that big Hello Mega tour they're doing, they've postponed the European leg of it until next year, and there's a North American leg that's due to start in July. That's going away, too. You know, they haven't announced it yet. Ann Wilson, like you said, you know, her show at the Pabst on May 20th is gone. A bunch of other festivals canceled this year, including, I know you're going to be crushed, the Insane Clown Posse's Gathering of the Juggalos is not going to happen.
But Slipknot is a step ahead of all those people.
Yeah, that's a little bit, you know, I guess if we're looking for silver linings in all of this, Slipknot has announced a date for its Knotfest in Japan next year. It's going to take place January 10th and 11th in Tokyo, Slipknot, and they're going to be joined by Marilyn Manson, Anthrax, Baby Metal, and a few others. So,
are they going to look like geniuses pretty soon? Because while everyone else was canceling, they were saying, "Well, let's get lined up for 2021."
Well, quite a few people are doing this. You know, have announced to their or either post, you know, move their tour dates to 2021, or announced an intention to move into 2021. So, Slipknot certainly not the first. I think, though, January of 2021 is not a slam dunk to happen either.
Okay.
You know, just like everything that's postponed into this fall, I think is certainly at risk at best.
Yes.
You know, January 2021 may be a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit.
Well, it's risky. A gamble. They're making assumptions.
Yeah,
but
you can postpone again, right?
Right.
You know, if you are a Slipknot fan, though, Slipknot Unmasked, All Out Life, a documentary about the band is premiering today on YouTube, so you can check that out.
Unmasked, okay.
Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it,
and
I mean, I'll probably sit down at some point of the weekend and check it out. There's a lot this weekend. There is a proverbial load to see. I mean, you know that's going to most of it online, but you have like big name benefits of this Play On Festival that Warner Music coordinated with Green Day and Ed Sheeran and, you know, Bruno Mars and 21 Pilots, Wiz Khalifa, just just a ton of big acts on it. Minecraft, the video gaming world, has a couple of concerts that are going to be, you know, part of it. They're doing on Sunday, they're doing a celebration of Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday online with Meryl Streep and Mandy Patinkin, Patti LuPone, you know, a bunch of Broadway stars. The Beatles today, if you want to go on their YouTube site, they're doing a Yellow Submarine sing-along. So they'll have the lyrics on the screen and the whole world can sing with the Beatles. They're doing a big benefit for Los Angeles with a bunch of big names, as well as another one for Canada with Geddy Lee from Rush and Michael Bublé, Celine Dion, some of the biggest Canadian names. That's on Sunday. So,
are all these bands going to be in their own garage with a camera on them?
A lot of it is taped in advance, you know, and okay, then the show is put together. But it's definitely, you know, you'll see them in, you know, not how you're used to seeing them, which is a lot of fun for most of, you know, that's the most fun for all of this is that you get to see these people performing in their bedroom or their garage.
Bryan Adams comes to mind. He had that show where he invited people over and they played with him in his, who was that?
Daryl's House.
Daryl's House, right. Yeah, which is now on Axis TV.
Right.
Are those new episodes?
No, those are.
They're just brought back the old
previous
ones.
Previous episodes, but they've never been. He's never had a TV deal for this thing. It's always existed online, so it gets to now. It's on TV.
Yeah, Daryl Hall,
which is fun. One of the nicest things you'll see out there, well worth looking for, on the internet, is there's a version of the Foo Fighters "Times Like These" that was done last night for something for a special the BBC did, Big Night In, which was to raise money for coronavirus fighting, you know, causes in the UK. And so it's this all-star version of "Times Like These." Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters are part of it, but you've got like Royal Blood and Chris Martin and Dua Lipa, Ellie Goulding, Youngblood, Bastille, Chris Martin from Coldplay. It's really, really cool. I mean, it was the kind of thing that maybe you've rolled your eyes at, you know, maybe a little too We Are the World-y, but it came out really great. It's one of the best things I've seen done, you know, as part of the coronavirus campaign out here. So definitely worth checking out. And then the guys in Queen, you know, Adam Lambert, Brian May, and Roger Taylor did a version, recorded a quarantine version of We Are the Champions, and you can see that on Brian May's social media platform.
How are the American Idol quarantine episodes going to look?
They start Sunday. We'll find out.
Will it go as smoothly as the NFL draft did last night? Because I thought they did a really good job with that.
Yeah, they did. No, and I would agree with you, and I bet they will. I mean, you have a crack production team doing this. So the way it's going to work is everybody's in some remote location, and I'm pretty sure the performances will have been pre-recorded. You know, somebody, you know, the American Idol music director would have put together a music track to send to the contestants, and they could record their vocals and film their them performing over that, and then the judges and the host, Ryan Seacrest, will all be in their houses, and they'll make their commentaries. I imagine that will be live, and the contestants will be receiving the commentary live, but I think the performances will be taped.
We talked about the Wonders getting together again last week.
Yep.
The O'Neaters.
Yeah.
The O'Neaters, yes.
How'd that go?
That was cute. It was, you know, when they get the initial announcement gave you the impression they were going to perform, and it wasn't that. It was basically a watch party for the movie with them providing commentary as the movie went along, and it was kind of cute. You know, it was a little bit like watching when you get a DVD and there's a commentary track along the line.
But they're even one up in that now. I know, like over at the Riverside, they have they'll show like Back to the Future and have Christopher Lloyd in.
Right. Well,
and then they have a Q&A after that. Like Chevy Chase was in for a vacation or Christmas vacation not long ago.
A lot of the film, you know, art film type theaters are doing that, and a number of film festivals are going online. You know, and they're doing the screening along with a remote or virtual Q&A with the director or some stars. I mean, the movie world's in a nice position that they can do things like that. I'm actually working on a story this week about comedians and how they're handling it and what it's like to do a viral performance when you can't hear anybody laughing. You know, that's got to be surreal. And they're telling me it is surreal for them.
That all comes down to timing, too, right?
Right.
If you're a comedian.
You have to be comfortable as a comedian making those jokes and not getting the reaction. I mean, look how it took like Stephen Colbert a good couple weeks to get comfortable talking to his phone or whatever he's talking into to do his show now. And you see other comedians who handle it in various ways. Bill Maher on HBO during his opening monologue is using a laugh track. But you can tell it helps him. It helps him with his timing, and it actually, as weird as it is, it makes the performance seem a little more natural than some of these late night hosts cracking their jokes into silence.
There was a time when my broadcast partner and I were working in Toledo, Ohio, and the guy who ran a comedy club,
Alan Cedar,
right, got moved out of where he was, and he wanted to start up somewhere else.
He did. He started his own club,
and
right?
He had his books already, his acts already booked and stuff, so the shows were going to go on, but, you know, it was a new venue, and people didn't know where to go or what time and stuff, and so he invited us down. And there was about, I don't know, 6-7 people sitting there for the comedians.
It was quiet.
It was really weird.
Until people figured out where he had gone and all that stuff. Plus, the stage didn't look like a comedy stage. It was weird. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of comedians who they're getting together and they're starting. They're almost like talk shows, rather than a stand-up act. And so they can bounce off each other and get a little reaction from each other.
Yeah.
And I think that works for some of them.
Yeah, because comedians have to figure out, well, is this material working for this crowd? And then they'll shift into something else. Well, that's not working. Do this.
Yeah, if you do it by Zoom and you tell everybody to unmute themselves, you get some laughter, but it probably comes, a beat or two after you would want it to.
Yeah. Right, it's not really going to help your timing all that much.
I mean, it's a little easier for a musician because you're used to playing a song at home. And by yourself, so it's nice, but you don't need the crowd reaction to perform your song.
So I guess what we're saying here is this COVID thing is tough for even comedians.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough on all of us.
We could say there's nothing funny about it, right?
All right. Hey, okay, we're short on time, so we're going to finish with this because it just wouldn't be music news if we didn't have a Whitney Houston update.
Well, this is, I think, a good news story. So there is going to be a Whitney Houston biopic. Her family, the estate, is involved in producing. Clive Davis, who was her, mentor and the guy who discovered her and started her career, he's going to be part of it as well as a producer. One of the Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriters is involved. So this is going to go to work. It's going to be called I Want to Dance with Somebody. And they'll start production when they can start production.
Are they still out on that hologram tour that's kind of creepy?
Well, now it's out. I mean, now, of course, it's not playing. That may be one of the silver linings of all this, granted, a fake silver lining.
The coronavirus killed the hologram tour.
when the minister of the estate doesn't like it, when nobody likes it, it's time to pack it in. But this biopic, has the blessings of everybody concerned and some good people behind it, so... So, expect to see, I would say, likelihood of that 2022, maybe.
Okay.
Because they probably won't be able to go into production till late summer or fall at least.
It's going to be a little while yet, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Are you you going to hunker down for rounds 2 and 3 of the draft tonight?
Maybe catch it. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, it's easy, it's easy enough to keep up with something like that on your phone.
It really is. But then you don't get all the reaction of all the experts of how good or bad the pick was.
That's like I said, it's easy enough to keep up with that on your phone.
You want to find out instantly how the guy's going to do, and they all know.
Everyone's
Thanks,
got
Gary.
An opinion. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys stay safe.
Gary Graff, our music guy.